I'd be the one. Never thought I'd come undone. Could it be I'm the one you want? Pleased to meet you, take my hand. Got forever, understand. Every day I make new plans. And it feels like, yeah, it feels like love. And it feels like, yeah, feels like love. Did you know I'd be the one? Did you know I'd come undone? Do you know you're the one I want? And it feels like, yeah, it feels like love. And it feels like,
Beauty Past a Picture, written by Sherina Tibu, read by Arlene McGuire. Beauty Past a Picture. It's the intimate moments shared between lovers, where you admire his beauty that only you can see. Beauty Past a Picture's demonstration, only your eyes can appreciate. Twinkles his nose that makes your toes curl. Or maybe it's the way his lips move during conversation. It's his response to your essence that you're aware of and only you can interpret. The way he stares at you, like his eyes are making love to your soul, and only you know. Beauty Past a Picture. That it is something that has no definition to others, just you. It is a feeling that leaves you feeling his presence long after he's gone. Yeah, it's that thing you can't quite explain, but it's as real as earth and air. It's his stare, touch, flirtatious glances. That thing between two lovers. It has graduated from butterflies in the gut to something with much more substance. It's something. Beauty Past a Picture. Those unexplained moments have you feeling hungry and greedy at the same time. better than the finest glass of wine, and a sip is more than filling. It's that whatchamacallit? I can't call it. It's as real as the sun and solar planets. It exists between two lovers, connected emotionally, soul to soul for life. It's your wife, husband, favorite ride, favorite tune, payday on Friday, 3-day weekend, Christmas morning, and New Year's all wrapped up in one. But only you can witness its beauty. It's not for everyone. Beauty past a picture. It leaves its mark in your mind and heart and causes a smile to grow across your face without being provoked. It's bliss. But much more than this, that thing that makes you pinch yourself to make sure it's real. It's real. Nothing this good could ever be imagined. It's like the finest satin mixed with the finest silk. It's something else. Beauty past a picture. Something you never seem to get enough of, yet ironically fulfilling. Leaves you thirsty and quenched at the same time. Mind-boggling, intense. It's a realized wish. The finest culinary dish. It's something that can only come once in a lifetime. It's irregular. Weather's all weather, even sleet and snow. It's the want without the need. Love that's graduated from want to need. It's love's seed, seed. It's the start, then finish, then start again. I can't quite explain it. It's that thing. Beauty past a picture.
day's end. She sits alone at twilight. She sits very still, waiting. There is a delicate fog gently surrounding her now. Her eyes see beyond looking. She seeks his image, his familiar smile. She knows the new search she has begun tonight will end just as all the other nights have. She will wake up alone. The desire for love remembered from so many years gone by lives on. Living every day in loneliness, she lives her everyday humdrum life until twilight. When day turns to evening, tonight, she embraces this gentle time of day as it sweetens her thoughts of him. Yes, twilight heightens her senses as she awaits the gentle warmth of his hand on her shoulder, the reassurance for her mind of his love and longing. Then, as quickly as he appears, he is gone. So goes each tear, a memory now, a sensation lingering. She seeks sleep with the setting sun. She lays on her bed to sleep now and not dream. Why? Because the fantasy is more real at twilight. She loves him again and again.
Oh.
Kisses, read by Arlene McGuire. Kiss me until I can breathe no more. Then listen to all my heart has to say. This fleeting moment has come and gone so often, but it's here to stay. So let me use it to tell you why I hold you dear. Now I can breathe again. Because I think you heard my call to love. You heard the sounds of joy the heartbeat makes as it beats out. I love you. Now kiss me quickly as the exclamation point that you will always feel when our lips disengage and leaves your taste for my remembrance. Until the next kiss. For the Sake of Love, written and read by Arlene McGuire. Inside us all resides the power of love, but we never really use it. We use the word in our expression of an emotion, but love's full potential is often not fully known. The heart, when challenged in this arena of emotions, often collapses as many other responses surface. But love is usually the last to be called, if called at all. Deep inside us resides the power of love, and today we should ask the heart how to show and use this love that waits patiently there. We can face a singular circumstance and call it up, and with its arrival as a soft smile, share it. The heart will beat faster as this love pours forth. It will cause you to catch your breath. The one who needs this expression of love waits. And your joy in sharing will take you to a place of ecstasy with the shared, prolonged embrace.
No decision.
By Celeste Duckworth.
No decision should be made at the midnight hour. Day's trials hovering over your mind. Confusing thoughts pass before your eyes, then disappear into bits of nonsense that are sublime. How you take what hurts and make it something of higher worth. Many days fall from your grip to shatter on the ground. Too many hands have you held and felt their grip let go. Promises held in broken vessels. Families won't let you go. Friends see what they want to see. Your inside churns to reach a place of comfort that's safe. Your last shred of hope walks out the door. They can't cope. Need just one to hold your hand, to tell you truths that you can believe. No one is listening to what's within. They told you to hold the unchanging hands never introduced. They told you to bury it deep, not to let them see you weep. You long for something more, but can't grasp its meaning. Trying to reach for happiness that gets farther away, and it seems that you've tried all you can do to keep it near. Something planted in your heart whispers, wait. Pray, hope, and scream inside your soul. Tears fall faster than the rain beating against your door, your face to the cold floor. How much more can you take? What's the choice you have to make? Fall asleep with a prayer on your lips, being sorry for the things your thoughts commit. Say you're sorry. Forgive those who used you too. Their truth was a form of godliness, but not true. For what he puts inside of you is stronger than their pride. You will bend like iron in the smelter's pot, but you will not break when the water hits. Love that created you is always true. Nothing to pay for in his truth. His touch surrounds you with peace and hope. No decision should be made at the midnight hour. Day's trials hovering over your head, confusing your thoughts as they pass before your eyes, then disappear. Bits of nonsense that are sublime. How do you take what hurts and make it something of higher worth? Fold the thoughts of discontent with faith you have inside. Let them fall and be caught by wind to burn in the morning sun. Erase them from your brain. Let them go. No decision should be made at midnight.
morning, and all I can see is you.
Taking some girlfriends to the Essence Festival, July 1 through 3, 2017, New Orleans, Louisiana. Essence Festival. Call for competitive group rates of 10 or more rooms. Need to purchase tickets for the event? They can assist with that as well. Contact Valerie Champion at travelchampionstyle@gmail.com or call 678-949-1416.
Demons are dreaming of You have been listening to The Vertical Cafe, part of The Reading Room, where we present poetry, music from indie artists, and prose. We look forward to seeing you again. We hope you enjoyed our little program today. And you heard poetry narrated by Arlene McGuire, and you heard music from Moth Lantern, Jody Schofield, Marcus Gameface Boyd, Vernon Fuller, and Sophia Ben Youssef with Simply Mary ending our program. We hope you enjoyed our show. Hope to see you again. Bye-bye.